welcome to the brand new podcast, Their Eyes. I'm your host, Chen, and you're about to hear an introduction of this show. But first, I really think it necessary to digress a little bit, because I believe that many of you have popped out this question, who is she with such wacky pronunciation? Well, please do forgive and tolerate my wacky spoken English, for I'm not a native English speaker. I'm a high school student from China. My name is Qian Chen. You can just call me Chen, because I know my name is hard to pronounce, especially for English speakers. During this summer vacation, I've been doing a volunteer job at the local library. The job is to assist and instruct blind people the skill of using computers. For which I mean computers, they're just like the ones under your roof. Yeah, it's really amazing that these people can manipulate our ordinary computers with the help of a certain software, of course. And they can manipulate them pretty well after the curriculum. And during my work, I began to know the lives they're living, the adversities they've experienced, and their passion and desire toward learning. So I decided to do something, not out of condescension, to help this special group of people whose eyes can no longer or have never accepted a beam of sunshine. Let's get back to the main topic. So the show, you're mainly concerned about blind people. In the following episodes, I will introduce my blind friends one by one, and at the end of each show, I'll give you an eye care tip I recently learned from them. Oops, I forgot to mention that some of them have had corneal transplantation and very little eyesight, so they have some really useful tips to preserve the faintest brightness, and I think these tips will also be helpful for us. And about the time, it will be a weekly show roughly, for I do the job twice a week. And you can send me email, of course, at strangersasha, strangersasha, @gmail.com. You can talk about everything you like, for instance, some advice for the show, or what you want to learn about in the next episode, or even complaining about my weird and exotic English. Yeah, I really would appreciate that. For those who are blind, by listening to this show, I'm sure you're resonant with the same feelings my friends had experienced or experiencing. And I really hope that you'll be infected by their hope and confidence. For those people like me, this show will give you a brand new perspective of the world, like what this experience has given me. Through their eyes and ours, the world is totally different. And even then, they see hope, and why shouldn't we? So I'll see you next week and bring you our first story.